Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is a nice, lovely, wet day here in the San Francisco Bay Area. If you are in the L.A. area, which I have no idea right now what the weather is, so please feel free to call in and let me know. The number is 424-258-9337. And for those right here in the Bay Area and anywhere and everywhere else, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. Producer Kina, as always, is manning the chat room. And if you have questions that you would like to have forwarded to me during the show, please let me know and type them off to her. Otherwise, hang out there, say hi. She loves it when people say hi. So, today, the story behind I Am. I was once taught that we create story for three reasons: to reduce risk, to look good, and to survive. And today we're going to be looking at how the stories we create about ourselves and the world around us can either help or hinder our journey through life. Now, how do I define story? That is anything that follows either I am or you are or they are. Basically, it's a creation of a way of being. It's creation of a thought process. Sometimes it's creation of an excuse. But whatever it is, it's not so, it can be based on fact, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Now, here's an example of story. You are on your way to work. You overslept. You're heading in. You're late. And you already start thinking about ways that you can justify the fact that you're late. Maybe you walk in and go, oh, my God, did anybody else get caught in that huge traffic backup? Or, oh, the power went out at my house and my alarm didn't go off. Once we get into a situation where we feel we need to either justify something, to defend something, or to put something in perspective, that's where story comes in. And when we talk about the story behind I am, or you are, or they are, pretty much anything behind those two words is story. And as I said, it can be based on fact. I am a chiropractor, and I am female. So those are two very valid things that are based in fact. Well, if you support the theory that, you know, we're either male or female by our own design, and we're merely a collection of subatomic particles floating around, and by mutual agreement, we all agreed that this particular cloud formation of subatomic particles is female. So, however you want to make that all make sense in your head. But if we just say, I am female, or for the guys out there, I am male. Yes, you're following I am with a story that happens to be a true factual story. And there's nothing added to it. I am is a statement of being. It is said, I think, therefore I am. In the Bible, in one of the ways that God refers to himself as I am that I am. So it really brings into perspective the power of those two words. I am. I exist. I occupy space. I breathe in oxygen and I expel carbon dioxide. I am here, and therefore I matter. I am a part of the universe. So when we look at what follows that, what follows I am, remember, there's light and shadow in all things. We could say, I am marvelous. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am wonderful. Or, I am worthless. I am horrible. I am stupid. I am ugly. So depending on what follows those two words is what we choose to set into motion. I am unworthy. What that sets into motion is an entire mindset of a lack of worth, which means that you do not open yourself to what the universe can give you. How powerful is the statement, I am blessed? Because that sets something else into motion. That sets a mindset. That sets a way of being that allows you to accept the blessings of the universe, however you believe it to be, whether it's through God, Allah, you know, Shiva, you know, however you want to perceive it, or the universe itself. I am loved. How many of us really have comfort with that? Because there are many that don't. Because the story of the word love means different things to different people. And maybe that is a really wonderful thing, or maybe it creates hurt. So we really need to be aware of the power of those two words and the story of what follows it. Because if you say that I am unworthy, or I am ugly, or I am stupid, it creates a situation of what you believe you become. What you believe about yourself truly is the most important story that you have. Stories can be good or stories can be bad. So if you have to tell yourself a story, make it a good one. Make it a positive one. Make it one that moves you forward. When you say, I am, and follow it with something negative, that brings you down, and it also creates a reflection. Other people will treat us as we feel about ourselves. Other people will respond to us. It is an unspoken transmission that happens. And we all know people who are, you know, they just come in and they light up a room. They don't care. They love themselves. I was at a club, and a woman came in, very heavy woman, but she was beautifully dressed. And even though she was very large, she walked in as if she were the most beautiful thing there. And men lined up to dance with her. Now, if she came in with self-doubt and said, I am fat, no one's going to want to really dance with me, I'm going to be the one holding the purses or whatever, would the men have responded to her in that way? Would she have been sought out and spent the entire night on the dance floor just enjoying herself and celebrating? Watching her was watching someone who was celebrating being. And we all know those folks who come into a room and it's almost like the apology is right there. Oh, I'm sorry I'm taking up space. I'm sorry that, you know, just don't pay attention to me. I'll be over here. And often they're ignored. They're set aside. They do not express the frequency that they need to express in order for people to respond to them in a way that's positive. So let's talk about you are. You are is interesting because, one, it's a projection. Anything that follows you are is also a story. And, in fact, it falls into more of a story because it is your decision on what somebody else is doing or being at the time. when you're on the receiving end of it, you are, it's either going to be very positive or it's going to be very negative. There's very few messages that kind of go sort of middle of the road. It is possible, but for the most part, it's either you are wrong or you are right. It's either you are really messing up your life and you need me to tell you how to stop doing that because that's not going to work. You are, you know, affecting other people in a bad way. You. And the idea of, there was a person who taught communication skills, and forgive me, I don't know the name offhand, but they talked about you messages and I messages. And the idea was that if you have a conflict with someone, you don't use the word you, because you is, it's a form of an attack. It's an accusation. It breaks down the ability to have an open communication because it comes with judgment. You know, you really made me mad when you did this, as opposed to an I message, which I was really hurt when this happened. And the word you doesn't go into it. So looking at you are, when we use that phrase, or when it's used at us, it's also very powerful, and it can either bring us closer to people or take us further away. Think about the people closest to you that you really want the best for, and maybe they're doing things that are not positive in their life, that are not going to lead to anything, you know, that's going to move them forward. Maybe it's an addiction issue. Maybe it's just a personality issue. Maybe they're just always down and depressed, and you want to be able to help them to shift their perception. It is very tricky when you come from the perspective of you are, because it's almost like trying to create a story for them. And whether they agree with that story or not, it really is important to let everybody create their own story, even if you don't agree with it. When we are faced as parents, any parent out there knows that there are times when your kid will pull something that, you know, while it's technically, it's not dangerous for them. Maybe they came home and they've got blue hair, or maybe they've got, you know, shaved into a mohawk, which blue hair and mohawks can actually be very cool when somebody is really enjoying life and they're enjoying who they are. And maybe that, you know, your child wants to express who they are. Maybe they're trying to figure out who they are. But in our mind, it's like, look, you're going to go out, you're going to interview, they're going to, you know, you're going to be judged. You are going to be judged by how you look. And looking this way is going to have people judge you negatively. So that is full of you messaging. And what does that do? It drives them further away from us. It takes them to a place of, well, they don't understand me, they don't relate to me, I'm expressing myself, and, you know, this and this and this and this. So it creates a whole snowball effect of story, which is what we really want to try to avoid as much as possible. It's not that the story is necessarily bad. And maybe, yes, maybe how they look is going to create judgments about them. And it may be that they need to go through that, that they need to experience that. And maybe they go out and they realize, oh, man, this was a huge mistake. I really wish I didn't do that. Coming from a place of the you message drives them further into not being able to talk to you about it. Often people will say that they really, you know, enjoy talking with me about things because really I say very little. And I do my best to avoid anything that could hold a negative story with the phrase, you are. In fact, I avoid the phrase, you are. I might, if I'm going to use you, it's like, well, how do you feel about it? What do you want? What would you like? But I don't say you are, because if, you know, it's for good or bad, it's what I believe, and it's not what their reality is. It needs to come from a place where they fall into the I am. I am happy with my hair blue and in a mohawk. Well, okay. If you are happy with that, and that's your reality, and that's your story, you know, okay. And the idea that our stories sometimes clash, the story that we want to tell ourselves about someone or something, and the story that they want to say about themselves, you know, can be two completely different things. And it's important in communication with each other that we put out what we would like to receive. Do we want to receive the you are story, or do we want to be able to hold the I am story? Now, if somebody says, you know, I am hating life, I am depressed, I am totally disillusioned, I am not the person that I wanted to be, those are all very interesting stories. But it's not the heart of what's going on. If somebody says, I am not the person that I thought that I would be, there's way more underneath. And the best way to respond to that is just by listening, maybe saying nothing, maybe just, well, did you want to talk about it? And leave it to them to talk about it. So when we look at the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, because we are often harder on ourselves than anybody else would ever be on us, you know, we take our failings, you know, however those get defined, because the idea of failing something is also a story. The idea of, you know, succeeding unbelievably at something is a story. They're all stories. It's a matter of how much power we want to give to the story, how much we want to embody the story. Because no matter what story we tell ourselves, it will become a reality for us. If our story is, I am beautiful and I am perfectly justified in receiving love and accepting love in my life, that is a great story to tell yourself. If you tell yourself the story that, you know, I am not worthy of love, that is what you will manifest. What we choose to be is what we become. Where our mind takes us, that's where we go. Because our body and our spirit are going to fall right in line with it. We all know somebody who is constantly not feeling well and, in fact, is almost competitive about it. They come in like, oh, how you doing? Oh, my God, it's so bad, and I've got this and I've got that, and I am just constantly sick. I'm so tired of being constantly sick. That's their whole mindset. That's the reality. That's their story that they've created. And nothing you can say is going to dissuade them from it. And ultimately, your body will follow that. It has clearly been stated and shown in research after research after research that the mindset of a patient has a huge impact on the prognosis. If somebody, no matter what they're going through, and they say, I am going to survive, I am a survivor, I am going to be healthy and well, I am not going to be beaten by this. When they make powerful statements like that and put their energy completely behind it, overall the prognosis, you know, rates are so much better. Those are the people that, you know, go in with the fight. And yes, you know, you may have all of the fight and the will, and, you know, the person passes anyway. But the quality of their life leading up to that is so much better. I am in acceptance of what it is that I can't change, but I am going to make the best of it. Very powerful stories to add to I am. I am dying is also a very powerful story. Well, guess what? We all are. Everything that breathes is dying. Do we make that our reality? Do we make that the only story we're going to put energy into until it becomes the actual reality fact? The phrase, they are, is very powerful. We often hear that, especially in politics. Those people, they are, you know, whether it's Republicans talking about Democrats, Democrats talking about Republicans, liberals talking about conservatives, conservatives talking about liberals, any form of religious group talking about each other, they are. They are creates distance. They are keeps them safely away so they can't get close enough for us to realize that we're the same. That we're all people trying to figure it all out. That they love their families and they love their kids, and maybe they're a little, they work things a little bit differently than we do, but they still want the best for those that they love. And maybe if we even take 2 minutes to figure out, wow, we may have something in common, then it becomes we are. We are is very powerful because it is inclusive. It brings people together. It allows that we may have differences, but we are all divine beings having a human experience. We are essentially good creatures that are just trying to figure out the best way we can manage things. We are a balance of light and shadow. Not they are, because that makes it way too easy to not view the faults that we carry. You are and they are. Stand on the other side of the coin of I am and we are. Either one can carry a positive story, either one can carry a negative story. But keeping in mind that whenever these phrases come up, if you think to yourself, anything following those two words is a story, and not necessarily a lie, and not necessarily the truth. It falls somewhere in between, but it's a perception, and it's a very powerful perception because we can use that to create who we want to be. Or who we're worried about being. You are just like your mother. Well, for me, that's a huge compliment. For some, not so much. And it creates a whole story response. If somebody said that to me, you know, I smile. And I say, thank you so much. You know, that's just very sweet of you to say. For some, those are fighting words. And it is going to send the person right into a very negative place. But keep in mind, when somebody projects something at you, anything after you are is a story. Whether you want to accept that as your reality is up to you, because you have to turn it into I am. It's just like they are. Can be turned into we are. And for good or bad, it can create distance or it can bring people closer together. So be very careful and be mindful when you're using, you know, I am. Think of it for what it is. It's a declaration. Now, maybe in one moment I am happy, and in the next moment I am upset. But either way, we are working to be able to find balance. That's our bodies are keyed to finding balance within itself on a physical level. Spiritually, it's finding that balance point where we can be at harmony with all the things around us. And a big part of that is understanding really the power of the phrase, I am. Treat it for what it is. Treat it as a declaration. Treat it as a clue as to where you are in any given moment in your relationship with yourself and with others and with the universe and creator, however you envision him or her or it. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of the you are expression. They are and we are. Because when you think about whatever follows those two words, check with yourself. How does that resonate with me? How does that resonate with this other person? What is the power that I have to either help them or hinder them by saying you are? Am I working from a positive place? Am I working from a place of healing? Or am I working from a place of just wanting to create dissonance? Have I been hurt, and do I feel I need to hurt someone back? Do I feel defensive, and therefore I need to project, you know, that offensive to keep them at a distance? No matter what, you are the creator of the story behind I am. And I am grateful that you all joined me again today. I am grateful for all those who are logging in the archive. It's, you know, almost 5,000 people a month log into the archive and listen to the episodes. So, you know, that's just a wonderful thing, and it really touches my heart. So, if you would like to know anything more about me, or if you have questions, then please email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And you can also check my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And you can find out about some of the activities I'm doing, speaking engagements I'm doing. And if you're local in the Bay Area, hey, come on by. You know, I'd love to say hello and find out what you think. And just putting it out there, if anybody has any opinions or anything that they would like me to discuss, a topic that they would like me to open up, please go ahead and use that email address. Let me know. You could also call my office number, which is 408-372-2840, and let me know about topics that you would like me to discuss, and I would be very happy to. You can also let me know if you would like me to come wherever it is that you are and be able to do a talk or do a show from where you are. So if you have feelings about what follows I am for you, understand that whatever follows I am is a story, and you can make it anything you want. And if you're going to tell yourself a story, please consider making it a good one. We don't know really what's going to happen and how we're going to move our lives forward and what is waiting for us. As my mother used to say, what's in the big book? So if it's all being made up, why make up something that's going to create fear? Make up something that at least helps get you through the hard stuff. I am blessed. I am strong. I am strong enough to deal with all of this. And I am loved. So for all the I ams and you ares and they ares and we ares. This is Dr. Eileen. Take care.